This UCSD-TV program is a presentation of University of California Television for educational and non-commercial use only.
UC San Diego alumnus Dilip Rao, now a successful Hollywood actor, joined UCSD's top leadership in the 2010 convocation, welcoming some 5,000 new students to campus and inspiring them to pursue their dreams, as he recounted his story.
I began my journey at this very school, wondering at the tender and fierce age of 18, what would happen to me? How would I please my parents? What would I study? Amongst you here, there are many who are hell-bent for med school. I was one of you.
Yeah, that's very true. I came here to be a surgeon, yeah. That's not what happened.
When I said to my parents in a full-throated declaration, whose volume and conviction could only be born of naivete, "Dad, I'm not going to be a doctor. I'm going to be an actor." My father fell silent. 30 seconds. Maybe 8, really, but it sounded like about 13 minutes. And he said, "You do this for what? For claps?"
The claps were few and far between during his first years in show business, but Dilip did have some luck in 2002 as a contestant on Jeopardy.
All three players looking very, very good in that double Jeopardy round. Now we come to Final Jeopardy, in which the category is actors and role.
I was very, very excited, but I also trying to be calm because there's a million things about the category I might not know.
In a 2001 film, John Voight played this man. In a 2002 TV movie, so did John Turturro.
And I figured in this category, if I don't get it, I'm going to win. So I bet the whole thing almost. Like, it was 17,000 to 17,400. And, you know, when the question came up, it was like Eureka, you know?
As we go to Dilip. Dilip is looking at me and wondering, what on earth is Trebek doing with all this weird voice? Did you get Howard Cosell? Yes, you did. Did you wager a bundle? Yes, you did. Congratulations, young man.
The prize money allowed him to keep his acting dream alive.
What an actor, an artist, you do is make a private personal bet on your own talent. It's as if you're sitting at home betting on black 11 on a roulette table you built yourself out of the stuff you were supposed to take to med school. And every day you're playing on this absurd table without ever knowing if anyone is taking the other side of that bet. And you keep going deeper and deeper into that madness of self-faith, penny-wise, pound foolishness, good money after bad, utter and complete obsessive insanity. And then one very weird day, the door opens, and as that bet has ballooned from a small pittance you started with to a mountain, in walks James Cameron, and he pays you.
Dilip Rao got the break of a lifetime, playing Dr. Max Patel alongside Sigourney Weaver in Avatar, the biggest box office movie in history.
I was actually at this really little audition for Nip Tuck, this show about plastic surgery, for a guest star. And I was there with this guy who was in sort of my category. He was like either South Asian or Arab, or, you know, that look. And he's like, "Did you go in for Avatar?" And I'm like, "What is Avatar?" He's like, "James Cameron's movie." I'm like, "James Cameron's making a new movie?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "I haven't heard anything about this." So then I call my agents. They're like, "Oh, yeah, okay, we'll submit you." And I got submitted, and I went in, and I did this audition. Came back on a Monday. I was sitting in a coffee shop, and I got a call from my agent and said, "You're going to be in this movie."
I speak to this little story of mine not as a moment of great glory, though. I'll tell you, when I got that job or Avatar, I screamed and cried. You believe it. I tell it to you so you know this. Self-belief and passion are the only fuel that matters.
That and a good education.
You can't contribute much to the world if you don't know what's come before you. And a rigorous undergraduate education, regardless of field, even if you pick history and you become a general, okay? Especially if you pick history and you become a general, you learn a lot about one specific thing and hopefully maybe many things. Then it teaches you how to learn what you'll have to learn to do your job. And if you are an ignoramus and if you are a person who's overconfident of their sort of limited knowledge, you end up in scenarios, I think, where you make gross mistakes because your analysis is weak and your mind is weak.
As you sit here safe in the innocence and safety of college from the fantastic unknown that looms beyond, let me tell you something really, truly special. You are all creators of something totally, truly unique and the greatest work of your lives, yourselves. You are the author, the sculptor, the engineer of yourself. It's kind of scary, and it's a weird thing to say, and what in God's name does it mean? Let me try to say what I mean by that. It means that as you grow, what your mind and being dwell on will become who you are. It means that as you learn, where you expend your thoughts and efforts will shape the person you will be. I know this sounds fantastic, but your body of work here, in college, right here, will define you more than just your accomplishments and the tests you take. It will become who you are. I thank you for your time. I welcome you to your studies here, and I wish you the very best, and I expect nothing less from each of you than a change of the world in some small or large way. Thank you.